You're listening to Drive On Live with Jason Wilder.
Hello and so on. I'm Jason Wilder and this is the Drive program, and people are always harping on about wanting more comedy down here on the island of Phuket. Well, guess what, girls, guys, people, it is a chance to see a comedy show because Drinks and Co. up in the kind of Laguna Chantelet area are putting on a show coming up this Thursday. You can't go to that one. But you can go to the one on Saturday. And this is presenting live comedy with Eleanor Conway, who's joining me in the studio. Eleanor, how are you doing?
Hello. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Thank you for coming in. Now, this is nice because I'm not joking. People do go on about wanting more comedy.
Well, I'm here. I'm here. I've heard their calls. I've heard their calls from across the water. And that's why I'm here. I swam here.
Right, I swam here. Did you use water wings?
I did, yeah. Well, I think that's what they call my bingo wings now. I've hit a certain age. But yeah, I'm here doing my show, Walk of Shame. It's a show about all the extremes I go to in life, and it's on a 100-day global tour. It's been selling out rooms from the UK to Australia to Singapore, Manila, Jakarta, all over.
I've seen this because we have, like, on our events pages on the PhuketNews.com, we've got some of your things that you're doing. A smash on the Free Fringe Festival last year, sell out 30 dates, national tour, an extended UK tour, European Autumn 17 tour last time.
Yeah.
Critically acclaimed comedy debut makes its return to the Fringe as well. That must be a buzz, doing the Fringe.
Yeah, it's great. Look, it's good. You know, I've done it twice now with this particular show, and it's just grown and grown and grown. And then I took it on a UK tour last year, and then that's sold out, and then I was like, okay, well, maybe I'll take it to Australia and Asia, and like loads of dates have sold out on that as well. So I'm just coming to the end of that, and I'm here with you guys.
And if you can make it Fringe, you can make it anywhere, basically. That's like, that's great crowds. You expect quite a lot out of the comedy there.
Yeah, they're jaded.
Well, fantastic. Well, thanks for coming here,
that's
amazing. And also, you've already sold out.
Sold out Thursday, I know. So we've had to add another show for Saturday night. So, my ladies, where are you? Come on, let's get our drink on.
Yeah, anyone who's listening, and of course, that's responsibly drinking beverages,
which you don't anymore.
That's the thing.
No, I don't. I gave up adult drinking about 3.5 years ago.
Massive
now
respect.
Now I just drink out of beakers. That's the only thing I drink out of.
And is that your buzz now? Is you moaning on about not being able to drink anymore? That's part of your show, maybe.
Yeah, a little bit. The connection I make with the audience.
Okay, Eleanor, let's have a little bit of background about you. Where are you from, and what was your journey to get into what you did and then get into comedy, without going too much information on certain things, as we spoke off the microphone.
I know, I got a very strict debriefing before the show. I'm not allowed to talk about anything that my show's about, which is not very useful when you're trying to sell a show. But I'm an ex-music journalist, and 3.5 years ago I got sober. And I wrote this show, Walk of Shame, and it's essentially how I ran away with my, I don't know how to say it without saying the words, but I ran away with someone to China to work for the Triads, allegedly. And this is the story, and it's, you know, it's got me around the world. It's amazing.
That is amazing. Telling stories, and especially funny stories and comedy, to take you around the world. You must be proud of that.
I am really proud of that. And it's weird to come back to Asia, because I came out here as an English teacher back in the day. And I know a lot of English teachers are coming to the show on Thursday and Saturday. So, it's just weird to be back here telling a story, and I'm like, this could be you one day. No, they won't be.
Brilliant. No, they won't be as good as you.
No, obviously.
You've got it. You're down with your stuff now. Down with material.
Mate, I'm all over it.
Well, that's fantastic. So you got into comedy, and it's been like 3.5 years.
Yeah.
What would you describe your style? And I thought you did it well. That was a good description, because you don't want to give too much away, because you want people to be like getting the fresh ears.
Yeah, it's raw, it's confessional, it's edgy. And I hate that word, edgy. But it's very much around sex, sobriety, and the modern addict. That's essentially what the show is about. I don't know if I could say that first word, but I said it, so...
You said it now, you've done it. And I like the way that you're comfortable with using words that you hate confidently. That was good, how you just go, I hate that word, but I use it anyway.
Yeah.
That's just strength. I know,
and I'm a very strong, independent woman.
Now, are you excited? And I believe that. I believe that from your charisma. And your general vibe.
Stop hitting on me. Oh, my God. Oh,
sorry, Larry, if you listen, don't worry. Neil, yes, I do actually have a real girlfriend. Thanks anyway. Neil's here with us, and I'm going to talk about this because Neil and David obviously have invited you over. They've got a fabulous new place, which is Drinks and Co. Have you been yet?
We're going on the way back.
Oh, well, you don't want to hang out there too much. Have you got food and stuff there, Neil?
Yeah, we've got food, and we've got 600 different artists. as an adult beverage.
Right, okay, yeah, I know this because I know I've met you before, Neil, and I know David a bit, and obviously not just bringing rubbish to the island, so we can't talk too much, but you'll
it's
enjoy...
It's a classy affair, and I'm a classy woman, so and obviously...
And you'll enjoy the food.
Yeah, yeah, so I know David from a long time ago from, actually... Yeah, from the beginning of the story, which is in Taiwan. So I met David there and we used to club together.
So he's involved. He's a cheeky guy.
He is very cheeky.
He gets away with a bit, doesn't he?
He does, wink, wink.
It's that grin. It's that not never-ending grin, which I can't say the first two words. The something eating. But yeah, he's a cool...
I don't even know what that was.
He's a cool guy and he's not here now. He was supposed to come in, but he hasn't come in.
I know he's gone to Bangkok.
Yeah, he's gone to Bangkok, of course. Anyway, David isn't here. Drinks & Co. is the venue. Thursday night sold out. Saturday night, you can get tickets. They are limited. It is just a nice, cheeky little place. Tickets are 500 baht in advance, and that includes one drink, beverage, etc. And 700 baht on the night. If you feel flash, then just turn up on the night. You might get turned away, though, because obviously you've gained a bit of respect already. But that's going on. Let's talk about comedy as well, because
yeah, sure.
It's something that I massively respect as an art form.
Yeah.
And just so cool if people get it right. My dad was a full-time stand-up comedian in the northwest of England.
Oh, really?
Yeah, biggest joke he ever made.
Hey.
No, he was. Well, he was actually. So massive respect. I used to go around to the clubs.
Hang on, this is not a visual medium. I think the listeners need to know that you pointed to yourself as the punchline of that joke.
Yeah, I am the biggest joke that my dad, the comedian, ever made.
Thank you.
Yeah. As in literally created, one of my creators, Bazza. The other one was my mum, Maggie. She's just as funny. Right, and basically, how do you feel about comedy nowadays? Because we talked a little bit off the mic, and I'd like to know your opinion.
Well, I think you summed it up quite well earlier. You were mentioning the politicians and the comedians.
Yeah, people used to listen to politicians and laugh at comedians. Now they're listening to comedians more and laughing a lot at politicians.
Look, I think it's really interesting to be a comedian right now. Look, and especially being a female, I hate dropping the F-bomb in. But
F-bomb.
Guys, if you hadn't noticed, I'm a woman. But it's really interesting. I think you've got the power to say something really like important and special. And if you've got a message, like my show's is quite message. It's quite thematic. I'm not sort of really like a night buses, skinny jeans. It's not really like that. There's something deep and there's something bigger and there's something. And I think it's a beautiful medium to be able to do that with. And I think it's important where politics is just going so mad at the moment. You need someone to go, hang on, this is mad. Isn't it mad?
Yeah, and it seems like it's a big show. I mean, people have seen it more transparently from a big show perspective, aren't they? As in politicians and all the kind of like that world and governments. So, whereas making real information entertaining, which I think that comedians do now, it's kind of like topical and what's going on, then it's brilliant. But also, like, as in you're doing like the story style as well, so bringing in all how you felt about things throughout as well.
Sure, but I'm also touching on themes like we're all addicted to our phones right now.
Oh,
and that really sort of like touches into the theme of addiction that I do talk about in the show, and I think we can all relate to that. You know, someone else that I really respect, Jim Jefferies, that clip on gun control is my favourite bit of stand-up, and he's sort of echoing like messages and the madness of it all, and it's being talked about by more and more politicians in the States when they've been reluctant to sort of bring forward the facts, you know, and try and instigate change. But comedians can be the first people to do that, and I think that's amazing.
Yeah, and he is incredible. I've got to agree, Jim Jefferies is incredible.
Favorite.
He's so cool, isn't he? And he's so cool. And he does it with such style. That's the thing, I think, that a lot of great comedians, male or female comedians, this is what I was going to ask you, but you've already kind of answered it, like the female tag. Does it annoy you?
Not really. No, not really. Look, most of
Because I think it should. I think it should, to be honest. Oh, I'm like one of those where...
Yeah, I mean, my friend of mine, Beck Hill, she says, what's the most annoying thing about being a female comic? And it's like, that's that question, really.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I'm glad you answered it yourself and I didn't have to ask it, but I just brought it up, didn't I? So
no, but sorry, look, I think there's a real gap in the market because, like, I really like Jim Jefferies because he's unapologetic and I've been described as being unapologetic and I'm unapologetic, raw, rat, like, really sort of like, I talk about things in a very blunt style, and I think women like that, and I think men like that, and I think that if no one else is doing that, that's fine by me because that means I can go in and sweep it all up.
Yeah, and I dig your confident attitude as well. I think you've definitely like coming across as someone who's going to be riling these shows right up. And
I'm going to smash it up, mate. Who cares? Well, not going to know what's hit it.
Exactly. And this is it. And if you want to know what's not hit you, then you should be there on Saturday. Get some tickets. We actually have the buy tickets feature. It's a button on our website, thephuketnews.com. You just have to click it and then you can find out there. And that is through phuketticketmaster.com, where you can also find, as I said before, that's 500 baht in advance, includes one beverage or 700 baht on the night. Now, you did your joke. I was going to ask you if you could do a rubbish joke for us.
Well, I open the show and I sort of say, oh, hi, my name's Eleanor Conway. Some of the gentlemen in the room might recognise me from Tinder. And that usually gets a laugh, yeah.
That's nice.
Listen, if, look, I just want to say to your listeners, if your listeners love women, then come and support Women's Day, which is happening this week, by coming to see Walk of Shame this Saturday.
Exactly that. Eleanor, you seem super cool. I'm sure you're going to have a great time and have a laugh and give other people a laugh.
Thanks.
I think that laughter is a very important medicine in this day and age when everything's getting so serious. Get their heads out the phones for a bit,
yeah.
Make them come and actually realise that there's someone stood up there giving it their all,
yeah,
and telling some great stories. So we've said, I think we've hit the most of the details. Drinks and Co. You've missed out on Thursday if you haven't got a ticket already, because that's sold out, which is fantastic. So an extra show is going on. Eleanor is going to be performing on Saturday night at Drinks and Co. Walk of Shame. Eleanor Conway's Walk of Shame. Thank you so much.
Thanks, babes.
It's been nice to meet you.
No, likewise.
I think that did all right. Now we can calm down and relax.
Oh, God, the pressure's off.
Switch it off. Oh, my goodness. Stop it now. Turn the red light off. Eleanor, Neil, thanks for coming in. Have a great time. Superstar.
Thank you. I'll see you there.
That's Eleanor Conway here on Live 89.5. Now, Celebrity Skin.
Live 89.5.